Makis, Perak Aleph Mishnah Beis. Midin Anu Be'ishplani Shechayv L'Chaveh Masayim Zuz. The Eidus over here, the Din of Hazoma over here, is on a straightforward Chayv. None of the complications that we had in Mishnah Aleph. Ruvain owes Shimon $200. That's it. That's the Chayv. V'nim Tzu Zomim. So the Chayv is the Din that we know. The Din of Mekash Hazom Lassus Ken Yosel Lois. He owes 200 Zuz. However, the Mishnah says over here that it's not so Pashut. And this really goes back to the Hakdoma that we started with the din of Malkis, of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, of Einem Yigola Zel Loika Tachtov, is that in every Kasha Zoma, besides for the Kasha Zoma Las Locha, which is the specific Einish, there's also a general principle that the Torah was Mechadosh, there's a Malkis over here on the Lava Leisana. So if there's no Kasha Zoma, the Malkis of Leisana kicks in. We said it's either one or the other. Here the Mishnah challenges that. The Mishnah says, look, if there was an Eidus, which is Huzam, Kashazomam, they owe Mosayim. But not only that, Loikinu Mishalman. Shaloi Hashem HaMevila De Makis Mevila De Tashlumim Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that it's not the same cause to be Chayiv Makis, to be Chayiv Malkis Aboim, as to be Chayiv the Tashlumim. The Tashlumim is Kashazom Las Lochiv Ken Yos Loi. Mashenkin, the Einish of Malkis, comes from a pasuk Lesana, Bereache et Shoker. One is a lav, and one is the Einish of Hazoma. It's two different things. Divrei Meir. There's a principle, Kol Mishalim Ein Eloike, which is what we pointed out in Mishnah Aleph, that's either one or the other. There's no two Einishim for one thing. So you're right, it's coming from two different angles, two different dinim, but Lamaisa is a din of Shneim, can't be. The Gemara explains, and this is really Sugis. Barichus and Ksubas Daf Lamed Beis, that's where the sugars have come, Lebedirabmine, of a person not having two Einshim for one Ma'is Avera, is that on the one hand, there's a posuk of Kedei Rishosu. Kedei Rishosu is a posuk of Malkis, and the Gemara Darshan is Kedei Rishosoi, Beloshin Yochid. Risho Achas Atam Mechaiva, you could be Mechaiva for one Rishos, for one Avera. One Einish, v'yatam mechayiv mishum shtei rishiyos. You can't be mechayiv in one maisa for two different rishiyos, two different averis. So that's on the one hand, we learn out that principle. On the other hand, it's clear there's one place in the Torah where there is a din of loikum mishalim, and that is by moitzi shemra. It's in Pashas Kiseitze, where a husband was moitzi shemra al ishtoi, that she was mizana, so he has to pay the knas that's more over there, plus he gets malkis. Ki hoitzi diba al b'sulas Yisrael. So Memela over there is Mavur, there is Chayv both Einshim. Kedei Rishosa is Mashmana. So the Shaila is, where do we say that he could be Chayv both? The Chacham L'moshel hold that's either one or the other. Ma'is Hashem is a Chiddush HaTorah, but the principle that's always true is Iyata Mishum Shtei Rishiyos. Which one? Malkis or the specific Einish? Malkis for the Lav or the Einish that the Torah delineates? So over here by Kasha Zom, the Torah says Kasha Zom, Ken Yosel, the Torah is Moitzit from the Klal HaMalkus. So the only one, the only Einish that one gets is only the Kasha Zom Las Lachiv. For example, let's say Chavolo, where there's a Lav on hitting another Yid. If the Chavolo, if two Edim gave a Yid Hasro, that he's not allowed to punch another Yid in the nose, and he hits him. He's even a lav of Pen Yosef. He's a posting of Pasha Shoeftim, a hako. Hitting another Yid is a lav deraisa. Why don't we say that every time that Ruvain assaults Shimon, why don't we say there's Chayv Malkus? What do we say? We have a whole Perek HaChayv on Bava Kama that says there's Chayv. Nezik Tzar, Ripa, Shevis, and Boishes. Different types of financial damages, but not Malkus. Why? Because over there as well, since the terrorists spoke out that there's a Pasha of, for bodily assault, there's a pasha of financial. That financial has precedence over the malchus. And since there's no two einshim, so then the halacha is that he pays. He doesn't get hit. He doesn't get malchus. Masha'enken, if the hakor inflicted damages of pochus meshova pruto, so there the hakor is a hakor, then he will get malchus, pen yosef. There are other examples that are mavur over there in the Gemara and Ksubas. We'll mention one more point that's interesting in the context of this Mishnah of the din of Kasha Zomam, Legabi Ochoives Tashlumen. There's a din that's Mavura over here in all the Sugis of Kasha Zomam, Veloi Kasha Oso. The Xeris HaKosov of Kasha Zom Las Lochiv, that the Edom are Mechuyiv to that which they wanted to inflict on their victim with their edus is only when it's zomam, when it's in the realm of planning. It's potential damage. But it was after Gmar Din HaBezdin, but the einish was not carried out. If it's kasha also, that means that the edim said edus that Reuven was a mechal Shabbos, and they killed Reuven. That's not kasha zomam. That's kasha also to Reuven that they killed him. Then there's no din of edim zomim. The Gemara says even though Be'etzim it's worse. Think about it. Not only did they want to inflict damage, they did inflict damage. Kal v'chaim, the Gemara says no. Ein ein shem adin. That being said, Tosis in the first parak in Bava Kama, Davdala Amad Beis, has a discussion. Could be that the kasha zomam v'loy kasha also is only by Einshim, not by Momen. Why? Because since you have to carry out the Einish when it's only in the planning stage, it's in the potential stage, Kasha Zomam, by an Einish, once the Einish is inflicted, it's too late. Reuven was killed for being a Mechal Shabbos, that's it. You can't turn back the clock. But if Reuven paid Shimon based on the Eidus of the Eidim Zomim, so very simple, just take the money, give it back, and now it's only potential. Or maybe not. That's one sheet in Tosfos. The maybe not is that Lamaisa, it was carried out. You're right, it's not permanent, but it was carried out. That's not Zomam. Tosfos suggests something else, that it could be that the din of Kasha Zomam, like Kasha Osa, like we just said, Betzim to Kal V'Chomer. It's only by Einshim, Ein Einshim and Adin. We can't inflict an Einish based on a Kal V'Chomer. Ein Einshim and Adin is only Legabi Einshim, not Legabi Momen. Momen is the Kechiyuvim, we could learn out from a Kal V'Chomer, so legabe dine mamnis, even kasha osa, not just kasha zomam. Mishnah Gimel, mi'idin onu be'ish pleni shu chayiv malkis arboim. The din of Edim Zoimim could also be with a maid that Reuven didn't have air, that would be mechayiv malkis. He ate possible cholav, he ate shatnis, orla, klakem, whatever it is. He's chayiv malkis arboim. Here as well, by the way, we'll mention that if v'nimtzu zoimim, there's Malkus. What happens if the Malkus was given? We just said the Legabi Oinshim certainly, Kasha Zomam, Velei Kasha also. Von Desvegen, the Rambam is Mechadish, that's only by Oinshim that were carried out. If Reuven was accused of being a Mechal Shabbos and they killed him, so then the halacha would be that's Kasha also, Velei Kasha Zomam. By Malkus, because the person was beat up, we don't see that as Kasha also. Why? What's the pshat? The Rav is Matmi on the Rambam. That's kasha also. They gave him the malchus already. Interesting words from Reb Chaim in Chiddusha Reb Chaim Alevi al Rambam, where he says that malchus that was inflicted is nothing. If a person was given malchus falsely, it's not malchus. It's just hakob ba'omo. So that's not called kasha also. Kasha also is when something was inflicted, when the einish was carried out. Misa is an einish. Malchus shaloi kedin is not malchus. Good. The word. Al-Rabbanim, what the Mishnah is going to say over here is the same discussion that we just had in Mishnah Beis, that there's two things going on. There's Kasha Zomam, they wanted to be Mechayev Reuven Malkus of Kenya Osaloy, they get Malkus. Plus, there's also Malkus of Lesan Berachay Shoker. And over here, it's not Misa and Momen. It's not Malkus and Momen. It's over here, it's two Malkusin. So sure enough, the Mishnah says, Loikin Shmoinim Mishum Leisan B'Racha Eid Shoker. Here's where the Mishnah speaks it out. Mishum V'Asisim L'Kasha Zom Div Reb Meir. Reb Meir says that these each Malkus is independent. One is Kasha Zom Ken Yosaloi, and one is for the Lav of Leisan B'Racha, the Chacham Moimim No. The same Chacham that say that when Midin Onu B'Ish Plani Shu Chayiv Mosayim, that there can't be a Chayiv Mosayim and Malkus, because of Kedei Rish Osay, also understand from there that whenever there's a kiyum of kasha zomam, there is no chiyuv malkus for leisana b'reacho, and therefore ain loikin elo arboim. That's their shita. It doesn't have to be alts risha achas over here. It's not two types of einshim. It's two malkusin. But they take that another step and they learn out that dovert nizgala, that that's the way the din works. The leisana b'reacho eid shoker is a malkus only in lieu of kasha zomam, not in addition to Kasha Zoma. Says the Mishnah Vayitim, Mishalshin b'momoin ve'en Mishalshin b'makis. We can split momoin, we can't split malkis. The word Mishalshin means to divide, to split.
Pashtus to Sheresh of the word is to divide three ways. But over here we're talking about two Eidim. We're going to divide two ways. What does that mean? Ketzar. Heidu. Two Eidim said Eidus. That Ruven, Shu Chayv Lachaveri, Ruven is Chayv Tishim Masayim Zuz. Venim Tzu Zaymim. B'shalshim B'nem. So it doesn't mean dividing into three. Dividing into two. Each one will pay 100. The Kashazomam is a joint. They wanted together with their Eidus to charge him 200. So each one will pay 100. Two Eidim want to be Mechayiv him. We call it Aboyim, by the way. We always use that term. Of course, we know that Malchus is 39. The reason why it's always called Aboyim is because the Lashon, the Pasuk is Aboyim Yakenu. It's called in the third parak Aboyim Choso Acha. So for easiness sake, we'll call it 40. And it'll work out over here because we're going to divide. They were made that Reuven is Chayv Malchus Aboyim. He wore Shatnas with Edom and Asro. V'nimtzu Zaymim L'cha'ira. Each one should get 20. They wanted to give him a grand total of 40. Again, 40, 39. They wanted to give him 40 Malchus. Each one should get 20. No. 20 Malchus is not Malchus. Getting 39 stripes inflicts a certain amount of Einish, damage, pain, whatever you want to call it. 20 is not Kasha Zomam. So Mela, by definition, the only Kasha Zomam is the Kasha Zomam of 40. It's impossible to split. Each one, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Loike Arboim. There's a few Hesberim in this divide between Momen and Malchus. One is the way we just explained. Half of 200 is 100. So there's a Kim with Kasha Zomam when each one pays 100. And Mela, the grand total that lands in the potential victim's hand is 200. That's a Kim with Kasha Zomam. Malchus, two people being half beat up, is not called Kasha Zomam. Therefore, by definition, it's going to have to be both of them. That's one way to say it. The other way to say it is Achrenim suggest that by Momoin, Kashazomim Lasis Lachiv, what the Eidim wanted to do Lachiv, Ken Yosaloi, but Lamaisa, there was a victim here. The name of the victim is Reuven, who they wanted to charge 200. Reuven, at the end of the day, receives in his hand 200. The fact that Reuven walks away with the amount that he would have been victimized to have to pay unfairly, that's a kim of Kashazomim. Over here, if the two Eidim, because they wanted to give Reuven Malchus, each one gets hit, Reuven doesn't have anything from it. So you can't say, oh, it is a Kim Kasha Zomam because Reuven has the 200. Not true. Even though each one is only hurting 100, and the Lamaisa, each one teamed up with the other one, they wanted 200. But Lamaisa, Reuven has the 200 in his pocket, that's enough. You can't say that by Malchus. By Malchus, nothing's coming into Reuven's hand. It's just Reuven knows that he's vindicated and that he's not going to be Chayiv, and the two Eidim are going to get an Einish. So the Eidim getting each a half an Einish, that's mitzarf, that not.